Our next segment, we're going to be talking with Dr. Aletha Chisholm with the Hope Through Grace organization. We're talking about colorectal cancer prevention month and their prevention walk. And so we'll just start. Good morning, doctor, and welcome to the program. Okay. Oh, okay. She's a little bashful. Yeah. Good. All right. And while we're getting ready for her, just want to remind you once again that the NAACP has its Diversity Career Fair and Financial Advocacy Tour coming up on Tuesday, March 12th from 10 to 3 at the George R. Brown Convention Center. For more information, you can log on to psijobfair.com. That's psijobfair.com. And good morning, Dr. Chisholm. Aletha, could you prefer Aletha? Okay, great. That's easy. Aletha. Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Good morning.
Now, what is the Hope Through Grace organization?
Hope Through Grace is an organization that's dedicated to colorectal cancer awareness, as well as providing the cost of baseline colon cancer screening with the baseline colonoscopy.
Okay. So you are, now how long has the Hope Through Grace organization been in existence?
Hope Through Grace has been in existence for 10 years. The founder actually had colorectal cancer, and actually that's my mother. And okay. After her experience with colorectal cancer, stage 3, and she is a survivor, she started looking at how this can be prevented, because actually colorectal cancer is one of the few cancers that can actually be prevented. And it can be prevented through early detection with the colonoscopy.
Yeah, that's very, very important. And, well, what is a colonoscopy?
A colonoscopy is a test in which there's a prep that's involved, mm-hmm. Very strong laxatives, probably the most powerful mm-hmm. laxatives you ever had, mm-hmm. The day prior to the procedure. And then on the day of the procedure, it usually occurs with sedation. So mm-hmm. Not completely asleep like with surgery, but very well sedated, so you mm-hmm. don't really feel pain or have. And then they insert an instrument through the rectum to mm-hmm. look at the entire colon.
Oh, that Roto-Rooter procedure.
Not exactly the Roto-Rooter.
I'm just kidding. I've undergone that. So the first time I thought the doctor would say, stop breathing, so you're going to hyperventilate, because you're watching it on the screen.
Right.
The procedure that I had. You actually,
really?
Yeah, you're watching it, and you're seeing every move through your system.
Need to sleep.
Oh, that's that's because you have the one that's more, that's the sigmoidoscopy, right?
Which there's actually been a little bit of a change, because flexible sigmoidoscopy is one of the tests that can be done. However, it only looks at part of the colon.
Right, the lower
part of the colon.
Yeah.
But with time, colon cancer has really shifted from the left side to more of the right side. And so you really need to get a colonoscopy to look at the entire colon.
Right, and that's when they put you to sleep.
And that's when they put you to sleep.
So I've been through both of them, though.
Okay.
But I like the TVs. I asked for a DVD of that.
You want to make sure your insides are clean.
No, so it's very important. Important, folks, to get that done. Now, how can one be? We obviously one needs to have the screening. That's one of the best ways to reduce the risk, of course.
Correct.
Now, what are the symptoms if one has it?
Well, unfortunately, most time there are no symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And in my practice, I often have a hard time convincing people, because by definition, screening means there are no symptoms. Because by the time symptoms exist, many instances, the disease has already progressed.
Mm.
And unfortunately, in the African-American population, people present with colon cancer at a later stage and have worse outcomes compared to those people who have been screened previously. And it is actually the number 2 killer of cancers, of all cancers in men and women in the United States.
Colorectal.
Yes.
Wow.
So we have lung that everybody is aware of with smoking, and that incidence has kind of gone down as people are not smoking as much. Still very prevalent. Then breast and prostate in, men and women respectively. But the combined, it's the number 2 cancer killer.
Now, when should one begin to get screened?
Typically, we recommend in general population, age 50, if there's no risk factors for colorectal cancer, including family history, African-American population right now, we're recommending start at age 45 for screening.
Mm. That's interesting. I have a friend and colleague who actually had a 15-year-old son who had it and passed, died as a result. That's unusual to have it.
Right, that's very unusual. So there are some outliers that, you know, in their 30s and so forth. But in terms of just kind of the general population of all comers, when we start screening for people who don't have any symptoms of those ages, and if there is a family history, we recommend that you start earlier.
Yeah. Now, Dr. Cheatham, I understand that diet always plays a role in everything that we do in life. But diet is not necessarily reflective of who gets and who develops colorectal cancer.
There are some things that may be linked, you know, in terms of a high-fat diet. That's not a good diet. One of the things that we recommend that people do is a lot of high fiber, fruits and vegetables, things like that, in terms of the actual who develops it. Because even though there can be a link through the family or it can be associated with family history, there are many people, they're the first one in the family. So it's not, you know, all of the risk is not exactly 100% known. But in general, good, healthy diet, you know, not being overweight or obese, all of those things are very beneficial.
And when we talk about fiber, excuse me, Doc, okay, I heard you say fruits and vegetables, because a lot of people think fiber, oh, I'll go eat a bran muffin I'll go get some Fiber One bars. I'm good.
Yeah. No, so why don't you explain, leafy green vegetables, apples, things like that. That's the fiber that we're talking about, not just, you know, Fiber One and those types of things.
A bran muffin.
Exactly.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Most definitely.
As they used to say, huh? We're talking with the Dr. Olitha Chisholm of the Hope Through Grace Foundation?
Incorporated.
Okay. Now, you have a medical practice apart from that, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, Hope Through Grace itself, you know, is an organization that we actually a bridge or a link to getting people screened. We have a physician that provides most of our screening, Dr. Ron Coleman. But my practice is separate and apart from Kelsey Siebel, and I practice internal medicine.
Okay. All right. Our phone number is 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102. We're talking with Dr. Olitha Chisholm of the Hope Through Grace organization. Now you have of course, this is Colorectal Cancer Prevention Month. And so this is why we're here this month talking to you about protecting your health. But also you have a walk coming up.
Yes, we do. We have a walkathon that's going to be at Tom Bass Park Saturday, March 23rd. And we're asking, it's our way, one of our annual fundraisers, as well as making people aware of colon cancer, that it is preventable. So come on out. It's 3 miles. We have a lot of fun. We have people, activities for the children, a silent auction. We actually have a NFL Hall of Fame football that'll be a part of our silent auction. And it's a way that we actually raise funds because, as I stated, Hope Through Grace provides the cost of a colonoscopy, which can be up to $1,000 per person. For those people who don't have insurance or they're underinsured, because that's if you're not symptomatic, you're not really thinking about your colon and making sure that you get that screen.
Especially if they're telling you it's $1,000. It seemed like it was more. It seemed like I thought a bigger bill than $1,000.
Right, so that's part of our fundraising.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, so now 3 miles isn't really that far. You know, so if you just... I mean, for a walkathon, you're not going to be running, okay?
Right.
So you want you to get out and walk. And so when the people register, what do? They take pledges from their friends?
They can take pledges. They can form teams. They can go to the website. There's a link on the website. It's www.hopethroughgrace.org. And the through is THROUGH.org. That's our website for pledges as well as teams. We have a lot of walkers that, you know, and it's just a lot of fun. We'll have people come out and give you a little bit of information about colorectal cancer, but it's primarily for awareness and our fundraiser.
Yeah, and because you got some great sponsors, Kelsey Siebold and KPRC Local 2. Are your two main sponsors there? I'm sure you would appreciate some other sponsors, huh?
Yes, we'd certainly like to have other sponsors that we can get to help our cause, help further the cause.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to line four, talk with Grover. You're on Sunday Morning Live with Dr. Olitha Chisholm. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Doc. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you, ma'am. on the way to church. I did have a question. I listened to the program. Would desalinization help clean your color well enough to prevent egg cancer or even, you know, make some type of improvement and during detox?
You were kind of breaking up. I didn't hear your question.
Yeah, well, now, what was the question about detox?
You know, when you do a detox, like when you do a detox to clean your colon, is that a good thing?
Oh, colon cleansers. I think that if you're referring to colon cleansers and detoxification, you know, I come from a scientific world of evidence and research, and there's not really been any good research that states that those things are very helpful. And, you know, basically what comes out is based on what you put in. So if you have a good diet, a healthy diet that avoids a lot of processed foods, fast foods, things like that, we don't have to worry as much about what comes out.
Yeah, the body will cleanse itself.
What he's asking, like a lot of colon cleansers, a lot of the, what is it, the three-day cleanse with the honey and the lemon and the ginger and cayenne pepper, all of those types of cleanses.
And those are actually laxatives. And when you do a colonoscopy, you can actually see stains within the colon that those things cause. And we really don't recommend, you know, use of that for any prolonged period of time.
Now, that's interesting. What type of stains?
It stains the inside of the colon. You can always tell people who've used a lot of laxatives because you can actually...
Cleanse products. Right. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, be careful with that stuff, folks. Let's go to line two. Alicia, you're on Sunday Morning Live with Dr. Olitha Chisholm. Good morning.
Good morning to both of you. Yes, I wanted to say that is something that I'm an advocate of as far as colonoscopies. My sister died about 5 years ago from colon rectal cancer. How hers came about was through Crohn's disease. Mm. And the Crohn's disease, it started out as mild, and it just, and she kept having different surgeries because of the blockage of her colon to the point she had to have a colonoscopy bag. And then from there, it ended up she had to have a rectal removal because of the fact that she got cancer. But one of the things that I advocate to a lot, especially African Americans, is also check when, you know, your predispositions for other diseases. And Crohn's disease is one of the things that a lot of African Americans are not aware of. That can lead to colon rectal cancer also. And so I applaud you for educating us on the, you know, different disease states and also about getting colonoscopies, because I know a lot of people are 45 are not getting them, and they are 50, they're not getting them either.
Okay. Well, hey, we really appreciate you calling in this morning, Alicia. Well, that's some very valuable information, and we thank you for that. Alrighty. Yeah, we're talking with Dr. Olitha Chisholm of the Hope Through Grace organization. Got a colorectal cancer prevention walk coming up on the 23rd of this month. And let's give them that contact information again for signing up. How much does it cost to sign up, by the way?
It's $25. That's per person. Mm-hmm. Again, because it's our fundraiser, mm-hmm. And it's our way of being able to get the funds to provide the screening. So if you can imagine times 1,000 times, and we want to be able to offer this screening to as many people as we can. And unfortunately, we have had some people who have had findings that have had to go on for cancer treatment as well as surgery, just they who didn't have any symptoms based on the colonoscopies that we were able to provide in the community.
Yeah, so even though it's $25, you may want to write a check for $2,500.
That would be great. Yeah. Pay for a whole colonoscopy.
Absolutely.
And can we get your number, Dr. Chisholm?
My number is 713-442-3333.
All right, and the website is hopethroughgrace.org?
Yes.
That's Hope Through Grace, the regular way you spell through. HopeThroughGrace.org, and the email is info@HopeThroughGrace.org.
And there's additional number. It's 713-668-HOPE.
Yeah, this is great, though. And this is going to be at the Tom Bass Park, March 23rd, 8:15 in the morning. And, do what you can to help this cause. You've been doing it for 8 years now.
Yes, we have.
So we wish you well with this.
Yes, we do.
And again, Dr. Chisholm, thank you so much for being a part of the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Very important information to the community.